Hey, so we slept with Chris Laker. That's the new theme song I just sang him. I'm in Virginia Beach. Pretty cool. Drove here last night. I got in at 3 in the morning. It's a long drive. I also was like driving Mike's car, so I was like extra, like, careful, you know, like I wasn't fucking around. I drove pretty speed limit and shit, so it takes forever if you are driving the speed limit or close to it, you know, not legal, whatever. I listened to the whole series of S-Town, or Shit-Town is its real name, but in the podcast, S-Town. You know, they put it all out at once so you could binge, and that's what I listened to, the whole thing from beginning to end in that car ride. And I also hit a bunch of traffic in Staten Island. But after that, smooth sailing. I listened to that. I don't want to say anything. If you want to listen to it, listen to it. But I have some criticisms. But who am I to criticize? It was good. It's well done. I'm going to say that. I'm just saying, I'm not going to say anything. All right. So I listened to it. That's all I'm saying. That's not a spoiler. I listened to it. And it's worth listening to. I don't know if you should listen to it all in one shot, like I did. I think you should maybe 3. If you broke it up over like 3 times of listening, like 2 hours each or something. And then, okay. And, so here I am. I'm at this hotel. It's nice. And it's like, in this kind of shopping village, which I like. I can go outside and walk around. That's big. Sometimes you go to these places, I love a hotel, and I just don't love a hotel that's like in a, like on its own, you know, like a suburban hotel where it's like the parking lot surrounds the hotel and there's nothing there, or maybe it's like in an office park and there's really nothing around, like you can't go to a store or something. And that's not the case here. That would be like the case when I used to travel for my accounting job. It wasn't even accounting, it was an operational audit. I just say accounting, because I had an accounting degree, and that's what I started out doing, accounting. But it was an operational audit, so you go to like different offices and you check on people. You'd be like, you doing anything bad? Are you doing everything the way you're supposed to be doing it? It's just like, you're like the cops, but not. It's more like homework checking, whatever. So, but you end up in these hotels. Like, the worst was Greenbelt, Maryland. I wanted to commit suicide in Greenbelt, Maryland. And it was a Hilton, but it was a fucking shithole. Oh, you know what was worse than that? Courtyard Marriott, Hartford, Connecticut. That felt like I was in a fucking nursing home. It's very institutional. It was disgusting. I wouldn't suggest either of those places. Greenbelt, Maryland is the first planned community. That's what I learned when I was there. It was made for NASA people. And so it's the first like suburb, like, and so it's all from like the 60s. So it's just like that's the problem with every suburb, is that it's just kind of like stuck in whatever time it was created. Like where my parents live now, it got built up in, say, I think it got built up probably in the late 80s, and it just kind of got that stink on it. It just kind of got that late 80s, early 90s, like, vibe. You know, stuff's been made since then, but, like, the majority of it was made, like, really over the course of a couple of years. This place I'm at right now is being, like, there's a crane up. I can see, like, a big-ass construction. This shit was just built. So it's now. It's like the future. So it feels like this community that just got made. It's weird. Because everything was fake, right? Everything's made. My neighborhood in New York was just made, but because it was built in fucking... The building I live in was built in like the 30s. I forget the exact year. I'm going to say 1938. Because it's built then, it feels more authentic and real. Because it got built out of like, just like, okay, this dude's going to build a building here, and some other dude's going to build a building over there, and people need a place to live. This was like, one company's like, comes in, and we're like, we're going to put in a McCormick and Schmidt here, and, you know, we're going to build up all these things, and I don't know. But it's cool. I like it. I like a new town, brand new town, just built by fucking Westfield or whoever the hell built it. Westfield makes a lot of malls. After this podcast, I'm going to go down. I'm going to make my in-room Starbucks coffee and go downstairs and take a stroll, even though it's cloudy out. It's just cloudy, though. It's not raining. I'm going to take a stroll around the town square, see what's going down, and think about jokes, write some jokes. That's how I write. I gotta walk around. I can't sit down like at a, to write like a thing, like a script or something, you gotta sit down and write. But to get like ideas, I need to walk. Even if I'm at home, I'll pace. That's not interesting, but it's a fact. So I'll do that. And then tonight, Virginia Beach Funny Bone. I hope some of you are coming, but nobody's telling me they are, so I'm not expecting it. And I feel like the listenership's been down. I don't blame people for going away. Well, you know, I can't expect people to listen every day. But I would say today, today, you could have skipped this shit. But, yeah, there's been, I don't know. I don't take it personally. And it doesn't matter. If nobody listens, this is just like, I got to do this every day, no matter what. Some people are listening. I know this. Kevin's listening. I know Rob from Brighton's listening. I see your likes on SoundCloud. Rob, I appreciate that. Ruby's listening. I know that. And, was somebody... Oh, fuck, that's right. I talked about the Pietro. I know Pietro's listening. Pietro, what the fuck is that thing you asked me to... You asked me to listen to? My God. This is... I said this the other day. This was Pietro was like, hey, thought you might like to listen to the first song of the new Mount Eerie album and maybe give some reflection on Overslept. Yo, dude. That shit is fucking depressing. Because I started listening to it on the show yesterday, right? That thing I was playing, I was like, oh, this is some hipster shit, right? This sounds like the Mountain Goats or something. you know, some guy playing a guitar and like singing, like, you know. And I was like, I this is kind of like the stuff that I would dig, but I never heard of Mount Airy. I, you know, but it sounds like the thing I did. And then, so I was like, oh, okay. And then I listened to it after I recorded yesterday. I'm like, okay, let me listen. And the fucking, the song is just about the dude's wife dying after his wife's dead, he receives a package in the mail addressed to his wife. He opens it up, and it's a backpack for their little daughter, who doesn't need a backpack for when she starts school, because the wife knows she's going to die and she wants to get her the thing before. It's heartbreaking. Then, guess what? The whole album's about the guy's wife dying, which, fair enough. He's, you know, your wife dies. You're relatively, young. I mean, he doesn't sound like an old guy. It doesn't sound, and their daughter is very young. So, you know, it's not like, you're not, it sounds, it's going to take a toll and write a whole album about it. But, it's really haunting. It's good. I mean, listen to it. If you want to know about the fragility of life and, you know, just because you have happiness and are married to somebody you love, and then you have a kid and everything seems cool, and you're making, you know, you're, I guess, a successful musician, and your dreams are coming true, that fucking death won't just come and fucking pancreatic cancer won't just rip it all out from under you. Jesus fucking Christ. I that's what his wife died of. I looked it up. Because I was like, what is going on, man? You know, because really what I was hoping, I was hoping that it was just like a concept album. Like, he wrote this story. I'm like, that would still be great. This is a story this guy wrote. And it's really powerful. But I don't want this guy to be singing about his real dead wife. He was. And then I was like, well, maybe his dead wife died of, like, I mean, in that case, you kind of want it to be random, like just car accident random. Because cancer is just fucked. Pancreatic cancer. Jesus. And, man, they ran out of money to pay for a fucking cancer treatment. They got to GoFundMe. This whole thing I was reading about it on Wikipedia page is really fucking, what a bummer. And why should you have to pay for cancer treatments? Should just fucking be. You should all get the same cancer treatment. Fuck me. God damn it, man. If you see that as so, here's the thing about that shit. We live in a mixed economy. Everybody thinks everything's like, oh, it's socialist or capitalist. We live in a mixed economy, you dumb fuck. Not you, who I'm talking to right now, the people that yell about, it's like, you know, these libertarians who are full of shit. Libertarians are fucking idiots, because that shit is not real. It's made up. Nobody uses it. The only place it got used was a fucking in the city of New Detroit in the movie RoboCop, where they privatized the police. And look how that turned out. And it's not real. You need to mix the... We got to make roads, you motherfucker. There's got to be shit that's done that we chip in for. It gets paid for either way, you fucking idiot. Everybody's obsessed with it. Just chip the fuck in. And... I'm just saying people get cancer, they should get treatment. That's all. That's it. I don't think that should be controversial in the United States of America, because we can do it. If somebody gets pancreatic cancer, why don't we just fucking take care of it and then sort it out? You know what I mean? Which might happen. I don't know. It didn't happen. Because I thought you could just go to the hospital and then they got a cure, but I guess they don't have to. They don't have to do, they have to do the minimum or something. It's fucking, God, makes me sick. And I don't even go to the doctor. I'm not even trying. Well, I do now because I got this fucking Obamacare. It's going to, I was worried about it. But I'm not like, I ain't trying to get extra shit done. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, it's a bummer. Sorry for that Mount Erie dude and his wife. And I'm sorry if you're a libertarian. And not trying to, you know, I know some libertarians and they're so goddamn pleased with themselves. They act like they're so much smarter than everybody else. And it's like, nobody even tried your bullshit. Communists can at least say they got China. You don't got dick, libertarian. You got a bunch of Thomas Jefferson quotes. Thomas Jefferson probably think you were an asshole. They just fucking, that's like their Jesus, Thomas Jefferson. Oh, and I was like, just like kind of like glancing over the news yesterday. I'm like, oh, look, North Carolina, they got rid of the bathroom bill. Isn't that nice? Good for them. And then it's like, no, not really. Just like in name, they call it something else now. Or I didn't, the article I was reading was like saying, yeah, that's the same discrimination is still allowed in North Carolina. So that's fucking bummer, man. So North Carolina is like a nice place. There's some cool people, at least in the cool parts of North Carolina. There's probably cool people in the shitty parts too, but less of them. But what, you know, it's just a bummer. Because, you know, talk about, that's the weird thing. It's like the people that are like, it's like, if you're against the government interfering, well, that's what it isn't. It's not the government. It's like they don't, the government can't say, if you can discriminate if you want. Ah, Jesus. Just leave mother, let people fucking take a shit in peace. It's hard enough dumping in public, let alone having people checking the shoes under the stall. Like, hey, look at those, what are those shoes? Well, no, these people would be wearing, trans people would be, I think, wouldn't, well, you'd be like, look at the, I don't know. Because if you're trans, part of that would be wearing appropriate shoes, I believe. Not that there's an appropriate shoe. I'm not trying to be sexist here. I'm saying if that was a bad thing, no one's looking at the shoes. But just saying, you're going to take a, you got to take a shit. You go to the bathroom. Because this is where, is this what it's about? Is it about dumping? It's not, and it can't, is it what people worry about, trans women going into a woman's bathroom? Is that it? No men are worried about trans men going into the men's bathroom. I don't think. That's what people will say. I don't want a trans, but it's all stalls. The only people that are vulnerable in a bathroom, well, I mean, not the only people, everybody's vulnerable, whatever, I don't know. But I'm saying, if you go into a men's bathroom, you got the urinals. And sometimes you still like go to, in this day and age, it's hard to believe, but you go to a bathroom, line of urinals, this is a rest stop I went to last night, line of urinals, no dividers, right? So it's just a big cock show. So if you want to go see some cock, that's the place. And people are worried about, what are they worried about? I don't even understand what they're worried about in the bathroom. If somebody's going to see your dick that you don't want to see, it's just there. And then in the ladies' room, you're in a stall. There's nothing, you can't go catch a peek in there, can you? That wouldn't make any sense. And even if you, I don't think there's a trans woman. Like a woman could catch a peak, no matter what. Trans woman's a woman. So what are you worried? You worried about somebody, the wrong, that you don't perceive to be. I can't wrap my fucking head around it. Cause, all right, a lesbian has to go into the ladies' room. And a lesbian could be peeking. I'm not saying this what would happen. She could be peeking in there. Saying, let me see some hot ladies. And that, you still can't peek. It's still wrong. They go to the... Just let people go to the bathroom. I say we just go co-ed with this fucking thing. That's the only way to do it. All right, I'll talk about that repeatedly just because it doesn't make any sense to me, and it doesn't. I think they're worried about kids. What about the children? There's been no cases of any of this, you know, trans people in bathrooms. You can't. Let me tell you, as a person, in a public bathroom, to me, there is nothing more terrifying in the world than a child alone in the public bathroom with you. That is the scariest shit I could fucking imagine. I am like, get me the fuck out of this bathroom right away. Because I guess the only people, if there's a child molester, then they're happy. But child molesters, that's a whole different class of people, and they all go to the bathroom. You know, you really got to worry about child molesters in the bathroom, but then, I don't know. Hey, do sex offenders have to stay out of the bathroom? Do they have to go home? I don't think so. And even that, I don't know. You can wait. All right. Well, I don't think we answered any questions today, or I didn't answer any questions today. But listen to Mount Erie if you want a real like deep. Depressing's the album. Listen to S-Town. That's some deep depressing shit too. I listened to them both in the same day. It's rough. So what was the name of the Mount Erie album? I think it was like A Crow Looked at Me. I think that's the name of it. Man, fuck me, that was. So, yeah, do all that if you want. But really, come to Funny Bone Night in Virginia Beach. Tweet at me if you're going to come. But I know you're not. But I still feel like I want to put that out there. Tonight or tomorrow night, if you're coming, tweet at me. And let me know that you're there. And I'll come. And then after the show, I'll say hi to you. And that would be cool. I'd like to meet people. Then go to iTunes and leave a review for my album Moments of Greatness. Yeah, you can leave a review even if you didn't listen to it. Just say it's great. Say it's brilliant. 5 stars. And then go listen to it maybe sometime. You don't have to buy it. It's on the streaming services. And leave a review for this podcast maybe. iTunes too. That'd be cool. And that's it. I'm gonna go. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you for listening. We love you.